Exercise 5, page 74.
Now it's my great pleasure to welcome Jennifer Towers to the show. Jennifer is the founder of Ending Poverty, a new charity that aims to help poor communities in developing countries. Jennifer, why did you decide to start Ending Poverty?
Well, after I left university, I spent 5 years travelling around Southeast Asia. The experiences I had there really left an impression on me, particularly the poverty I witnessed. For instance, I spent a month in a village in the remote mountains of Laos with some of the most generous people I've ever met. They had nothing, yet they shared everything with me. So when I returned to England, I wanted to repay that kindness.
But Jennifer, why did you decide to set up a new charity when there are already hundreds of charities with similar aims as yours?
Well, Ending Poverty isn't like most charities. For example, I find that most charities don't really respect their donors. Think about it. You drop your money into a collection box or send a cheque, and that's the last you hear about your donation. You don't know where your money goes, and you have no say in what it's used for.
So, what makes Ending Poverty different then?
Well, Ending Poverty is aimed at people who don't just want to donate money, but also want to donate their time and skills. So, we organise regular trips to developing countries where donors can actually get involved in a project. These people also have a say in what they believe the area needs most. It could be something as small as digging a well, or as big as building a school.
And have you been on any trips yet?
Well, the charity is only 2 months old, but we've already been to Chad, a country in Africa, and have succeeded in building a small school there. We've also made the plans and bought the materials for locals to build a clinic. And over 50 members of the public travelled with us to help. All our activities are posted online, so we even had travellers turning up at our tent and offering assistance.
And what's the next step for Ending Poverty?
Well, in the next few days, we'll be launching an online shop, but I'm afraid we won't be selling branded merchandise like hats and t-shirts. Instead, we're asking people to donate used items that can be sold on the site. Anything from old CDs to pieces of furniture is welcome.
We're just out of time, I'm afraid. Jennifer Towers, thanks so much for speaking to us.